We now move across the Baltic Sea to Poland, and Paweł Lisicki, who is editor-in-chief of Poland's leading newspaper, and will give us the perspective from the media.
Thank you very much. It is a great pleasure and honor to be here. First of all, I would like to thank you, Mr. Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, for some words which he said. I would quote them. We need printed press, we need words. That makes my future a little bit more optimistic, because not everybody is really so convinced that we need a printed press, especially in present time, when we have to do with such enormous growth and development of internet and new media. But why I think that this thesis, which Mr. President said, is so important? Because what is the advantage of printed press and printed word in comparison with other forms of media activity? First of all, I think that in printed press we are able just to deliver thought. We are able to think in a critical way. We are able to analyze the reality and to focus on the content of this, what is said and what is thought. And that is the main, that is the, I would say, the a huge difference if you compare with other media. I wouldn't say that journalists who work in printed media are in any way better than their colleagues from other media, but they have more time and they have to concentrate more on the real content and not so much on the form or on the outlook of this, what they said or what they write. And that makes me go to the core of our discussion and to ask which are the most fundamental conditions that this whole initiative which Atomium Culture prepared could be successful. We have the situation like that. There are three words, word of science, word of business, and word of journalism or of media. And the main problem for us is how to combine these three words and how to create a real communications between people working these different worlds. Because on the highest level of abstraction, this cooperation seems to be very easy. In fact, if we think over that, it is something obvious that universities should cooperate with business, and universities should cooperate with journalists, and in fact, it's something like a very easy support for this idea. But the problem is, as I said before, or the problem lies in communications, in the language in which the scientists are going to communicate with the wider and with the wider public opinion. That's the question: who the journalist is, or what is his role in the democratic society? In my opinion, the journalist shouldn't be a specialist. I'm also, as my colleague from Spain, I'm not a professional journalist. I finished law at Warsaw University, and in fact, my journalists who work in the science section, most of them are also not a professional scientist. And I think it's an advantage, because in that way they are able to think as the readers think. And they are able to translate the complicated, sometimes very highly complicated language which scientists use in their work, so to reach to the readership, so to reach to average educated people who has usually no so much time to go very deeply in some particulars, in some facts, but to catch the general ideas from the science. So I would say that the role of the journalist is to be in between. In between, I mean, if we have on one hand scientists with a very thorough and deep knowledge, and on the other hand the public opinion, people who have usually had no much time, just some kind of general education, even if it is a high education, people who are not so much, who have not so much knowledge, especially concerning the such sciences like physics, like chemistry, like mathematics, like biology, And the journalists who are in between. So they are able to, firstly, to go to the scientists to understand what they do and then to translate it to the language which is understandable for normal readers. Because that's the crucial condition for the whole enterprise which Atomium Culture started, that the text which printed press is going to publish must be attractive. Because in other way, the whole enterprise wouldn't be successful. Only if you are able to translate this scientific language or the language of scientists into understandable and attractive language for normal readers, that is the crucial point for the success of the whole enterprise. Maybe some personal experience, I would say that our newspaper, Rzeczpospolita, which is in fact the most serious newspaper in Poland, was the first one which started the science section in Polish press. And we've been publishing this section for 10 or even 11 years. We started with one page once a week. Now we've got two pages every day. So it shows how enormous is the demand to have more knowledge and more information in our readers, which is, in fact, the highest group in Polish society. But to be really successful, we can't skip other media. We have to also to find a way how to reach other journalists, how to reach radio or television. I said at the beginning that they are in a little bit worse situation or maybe better. That depends on from the point of view. Because they have less time and less possibility to think deeper. But on the other hand, they have much more expanded target group. They are able to reach much more people than printed press is. So the structure is like that. At the top of the story, you have the group of scientists, I would say, who work on particular programs and are able to show their particular achievements. Then they go or they are invited by journalists from printed press who are able to translate it on a very in a quite understandable way for quite a large group of people, but still high educated, and then on the basis of that, other media could follow. So from that point of view, the idea that in this program, which is prepared by Atomium Culture, are representatives of printed press seems to be quite a reasonable one, because it's the first, I would say, the first row of translation from the top to the much larger group of society. So I strongly believe that it is possible for us to create such a language or such a communication in which the texts which are given or the publications which are prepared by particular universities would be generally understandable, and in that way we'll be able to disseminate the text, the articles to our readership, to our readers, to our public, and that this dialogue between these three worlds will be successful. Thank you very much.